Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 31.
I started sharing with you something very special in my heart is called How to Cope. How do you deal with the issues of the day? And the problem with churchianity is that we kind of talk in platitudes. Where you got to join the club to know all the right words when you walk into a place called church. Hallelujah. Oh, amen, brother. How you doing? Oh, fine. The devil's defeated and Jesus is Lord. And you know all the songs. You clap at the right time. Your toe is tapping. You're happy for the moment. But sometimes as soon as you get to your car, and even before then, something hits you like a boom, ton of bricks, and oh, I feel awful because I have to go now out into the, and we call it the real world. Well, inside the church was a real world. Outside of the church can also be a real world. And so we're talking about how not to succumb to that thing called being discouraged, downhearted all the time. And there are people like that. I mean, we, you know, in cartoons and children characterization, they have a little boy walking along, and there's a sun above him. Yay for the sun. He's so happy and joyful and full of energy. And then somebody right beside them has a little rain cloud, dark cloud over them all the time. They never see the sun. They're never happy. Nothing ever goes their way. And they are miserable, but they're mission in life seems to be, let me try and make everybody just as miserable as I am. And they do it with gusto. They do it with energy. If they want you to get into their boat with them instead of them getting into your boat with the joy of the Lord is my strength. How to overcome that thing, that monster that's in your room. Well, once again to the Word of God, that is the solution for everything, including that thing, that word called discouraged or discouragement, how to cope with that thing. And really that word coping does not mean putting up with. It means dispelling and getting rid of that thing in your life. And so 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, the word says, I want you to greatly rejoice, though now, listen to this, for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many kinds of temptations. Wow. We're in for a season. Everybody goes through seasons in our lifetime. Our world revolves around seasons. Around here right now, we're talking about spring is springing. That means the winter season is dissipating and spring, hope springs eternal. The grass starts to get green and the buds start to pop out on flowers and on trees. And the birds are singing and chirping and everybody has a little bit better attitude because it's not so rainy, so snowy, so cold. And we've gone from that season into the spring, which sometimes in our neck of the woods is kind of short-lived because then we jump into summer. And the people that complain about being too cold, more than likely those same people are going to be complaining about being, wow, is it hot? I enjoy all the seasons, except not so much the wintertime. So I enjoy the seasons. And here the Bible says, you know what? You might go through something for a season. What Job went through was for a season. It was not forever. And the people that identify with Job, you can almost smile at them, but don't bother to get mad at them. That's not going to help them. All you got to do is smile at them and say, yeah, Job, he was in it for a season. But he got over it because he moved on. And his wife said, curse God and die. But he refused that part of his season. You kept worshiping, kept praising. You ignored the tackers and kept focused on God. And God turned everything around when you get to the end of that book of Job. And you can do the same thing. It is a season that you're in. And if manifold temptations come your way, the Bible tells us then in the next verse that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold. Gold perishes, it says, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, whom though now you see him not, yet we do believe that there is a Jesus, there is a heaven, and we're going to be there. We rejoice with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Then verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So everything comes in seasons. You just got to get ready for the right season, that's all. For the winter season, what do you wear? Hats, coats, gloves, boots. What do you wear in the summertime? Shorts and a t-shirt, flip-flops. You don't want to go out in the winter with flip-flops. But you don't want to go out in a heavy coat and gloves and a hat when it's 90 degrees out. You got to dress for the season, be prepared for the season, and always be a praiser and worshiper of the Most High God. I want to thank you for spending this time on video and audio on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.